Find potential customers. Many so-called sales experts say prospecting is outdated. They focus on inbound marketing, sales 2.0, and social selling, telling salespeople, never cold call again. However, they're mistaken. Prospecting is crucial in sales. Salespeople often fail because they neglect prospecting. The top 20% of sales performers, who achieve 80% of sales and commissions, succeed because they're passionate prospectors. They prospect consistently and spend up to 80% of their time on prospecting and qualifying prospects. These sales superstars are dedicated to prospecting and qualifying prospects, which sets them apart. Three core laws of prospecting. Superstars maintain a steady flow of potential customers in their sales pipelines by following three key principles. 1. The universal law of need. The more a salesperson desperately needs a sale, the less likely they are to get it. When someone feels desperate, prospects can sense it, leading to fewer sales. To avoid this, salespeople should constantly look for new prospects, keeping their pipelines full and making sales consistently. 2. The 30-day rule. Prospecting done in 30 days benefits the next 90 days. Missing even one day of prospecting means a day without prospects in the following 90 days. Consistent prospecting is crucial to maintaining a healthy pipeline. 3. The law of replacement. After making a sale, replace that opportunity with a new prospect to keep the pipeline healthy. To succeed, salespeople must add new prospects at a rate that matches or exceeds their closing ratio. Sales formulas. The fundamental sales principle is the quality and quantity of effort you put in determine your outcomes. Arnold Palmer's insight reflects a similar idea. I become luckier as I practice more. This applies directly to sales. The more you seek out potential customers, the luckier you'll be. Successful salespeople constantly prospect using various methods like phone calls, emails, networking, asking for referrals, attending trade shows, talking to strangers, and cold calling. They stick to routines to find new prospects and keep their pipelines full. A top salesperson's motto is, before heading home, make one more call. 7 mindsets of fanatical prospectors. Great prospectors have 7 key mindsets for success in filling your pipeline and achieving your goals. 1. Optimistic and enthusiastic. They are positive and enthusiastic, attacking sales with gusto. 2. Competitive. They work hard to outsmart their competition. 3. Confident. They believe in themselves and their ability to succeed. 4. Relentless. They are persistent and never give up on a potential sale. The fine art of interrupting. Prospecting often involves approaching potential customers unexpectedly, which can be uncomfortable for both parties. Salespeople sometimes avoid this challenging task by engaging in non-sales activities, but this only hinders their success. Many salespeople dislike calling prospects because they fear rejection. However, waiting for inbound leads is not a viable strategy for most companies. Successful salespeople use a variety of prospecting methods, such as cold calls, emails, and networking, to reach their targets. While some salespeople resist prospecting, claiming they excel in other areas, this is just an excuse. To succeed, salespeople must be proficient in all forms of prospecting. Top salespeople earn the most by diversifying their prospecting methods and accepting the challenge of reaching out to potential customers. CRM and sales success. Utilize your CRM to focus on promising prospects. It's your most valuable sales tool, like a software-based filing system. Manage contact info and sales pipeline. Organize prospect database and create lists based on database fields. Your CRM's effectiveness depends on your usage. Maintain and update data integrity. Regularly input info about new sales leads. Treat your CRM as a gold mine, not a trash can. Mental toughness. In sales, what you achieved last month, last week, or even yesterday doesn't matter. What counts is what you do today, tomorrow, next week, and in the future. To succeed in sales, you need mental toughness or grit. Anyone can develop mental toughness, including you. It depends on four factors. 1. Desire. Deep desire drives sales activity. How much do you want to succeed as a salesperson? Success in sales and life boils down to one question. How much do you want it? 2. Mental resilience. To succeed, keep your skills sharp. Maintaining an edge requires mental resilience. Sometimes you need to slow down to speed up. Take the time to read, study, and practice to improve your skills. 3. Outlearn equals outearn. As Cicero said, the cultivation of the mind is as necessary as food to the body. Those who learn excel in their fields. Sales superstars learn more than their competition and earn more as well. 4. Physical resilience. Rejection is part of the job. Rejection can drain your mental energy, which relies on your physical energy. Strengthen your physical resilience by eating right, exercising, getting enough sleep, and taking care of yourself. Social media for sales. Social media channels are a significant technological advancement akin to the telephone. Use them to gather valuable information about your prospects, such as their buying preferences. Salespeople should keep an eye on various platforms like LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and others. While these channels aren't for direct sales, they offer opportunities to connect, interact, and learn. Use them to get to know your prospects and raise awareness about your brand. Phone prospecting. Many salespeople dislike making phone calls to find new customers. They think using the phone is outdated, that people don't want to be called, and that hardly anyone picks up anymore. Some even say that cold calling is dead. However, research shows that more business people now answer their phones than before. The phone can be a salesperson's most effective tool for finding new customers. Depending on the product, a skilled salesperson can make 25 to 50 prospecting calls in an hour or 100 to 200 calls in 4 hours. This is a great way to fill your sales pipeline. To make the most of the phone, set aside 1 to 2 hours for focused, uninterrupted prospecting calls. Aim to get a clear yes, no, or maybe quickly and in a way that doesn't bother the person you're calling. Use a calm, confident, and professional tone and get to the purpose of your call in 10 seconds or less. 5-step simple telephone prospecting framework. Each prospecting call should follow 5 steps. 1. Get their attention. Start with a simple greeting like, "Hi, Julie," instead of asking, "How are you doing?" 2. Identify yourself. Clearly state your name and the company you represent. 3. Explain why you are calling. Be direct and say you want to schedule an appointment for a meeting. 4. Provide a reason. Quickly give a logical business reason why they should meet with you. For instance, mention that you've learned their company plans to add 200 new positions in the next year and that your company specializes in finding qualified candidates, which other clients appreciate. 5. Ask for what you want and be quiet. Suggest starting with a brief meeting to discuss their recruiting challenges and goals. Propose a specific time, like Wednesday afternoon around 3 p.m., and wait for their response. Email prospecting. Email, along with the fantastic tools and accessories available, can transform any salesperson into a highly efficient prospecting machine. With options like Yesware, Signals, Tout, Tellwise, and your CRM, you're equipped for success. Use the time outside the golden hours to plan and schedule emails for prime selling time. This way, your emails can do the work for you while you're engaged directly with prospects and customers. Quickly build a database of email addresses and utilize email to test and measure response rates. The three cardinal rules of email prospecting are simple. 1. Your email must get delivered. To make sure your emails don't end up in spam, avoid sending them in bulk. Instead, send personalized emails individually. Skip adding images, as some email filters see them as spam triggers, and stay clear of hyperlinks. 2. Your email must get opened. Craft compelling subject lines that practically scream, "Open me." This grabs attention and increases the chances of your email getting read. 3. Your email must convert. To convert cold call emails into potential clients, make them highly personal, or at least give that impression. Aim for specific goals like scheduling appointments, gathering important details, connecting with key decision makers, getting referrals, or prompting actions like downloading documents, watching videos, or signing up for webinars. Ultimately, aim to start a sales conversation. Key points. 1. Prospecting is essential in sales. Neglecting it leads to failure. 2. Top sales performers spend up to 80% of their time prospecting. 3. Three key prospecting principles include maintaining a full pipeline and consistent prospecting. 4. Successful salespeople prospect using various methods and stick to routines. 5. Top salespeople have 7 key mindsets for success in prospecting. 6. Utilize CRM for sales success by focusing on promising prospects. 7. Mental toughness is crucial in sales for consistent success.